This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. The political party that nominated a Thai princess to run for high office now says it will do as the nation's king wishes. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has details.
The Raksachak political party has sworn loyalty to the king a day after its stunning decision to nominate the monarch's sister as its candidate for prime minister backfired when the king intervened. The statement of compliance comes as the country ponders the whirlwind in which Princess Ubul Rat broke with a long tradition prescribing the monarchy's involvement with politics to become a candidate, only to have her brother, the king, invalidate her action with a late-night order. Thailand's March 24 election will be the country's first since a 2014 military coup. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Here in the United States, Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren has formally announced her candidacy for president next year. Speaking in Lawrence, Massachusetts, Warren called for change in a political system that she told supporters is rigged in favor of the rich.
Bailouts for bankers that cheat, tax cuts for companies that scam, subsidies for corporations that pollute. That's what a rigged system looks like. Too little accountability for the rich, too little opportunity for everyone else.
Warren avoided any direct criticism of President Donald Trump, calling him a symptom of a political system that favors the wealthy. Trump's re-election campaign issued a dismissive statement ahead of Warren's announcement, saying that her socialist ideas would hurt workers. Warren is the latest of several Democrats looking to win the presidency next year, including fellow senators Cory Booker, Kamala Harris, and Kirsten Gillibrand. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.